We're doing Tayag, the Sefer Mitzvot Katan. We're up to Mitzvah 21. And this is one of the mitzvot that Maimonides and others list as a mitzvah that people take lightly. And that is the mitzvah to be happy on the festival. In the time of the temple, we used to have the meat of the sacrifices. Today, so a person's supposed to get good meat. He's supposed to have good food for the holidays. And a person has a mitzvah to make his wife happy. He's supposed to buy her jewelry for the holiday or nice clothing. And if you have a limited budget, then the halacha is she comes first. Provided you both need a new garment equally, she comes first. And every day, not only on the holidays. On the holidays, it's a special mitzvah to make one's wife and children happy. The children you make happy, you buy them the nash they like, you buy them the nuts they like, you buy them the foods they like. Everyone's supposed to have something they like in honor of the holiday. That's part of the mitzvah nowadays of being happy. And a key part of being happy on the holiday is making the poor happy. So if a person just feeds himself and he's not taking care of the poor, we look down, we frown upon that. A person's supposed to take care of the poor every holiday. There's a concept of eating meat and wine every day of the holiday, but not to get drunk. Just to enhance the holiday, and that means all 7 days of Pesach, not just when you make Kiddush, also during Chol HaMoed. Of course, don't drink and drive. Okay, Mitzvah 22 is that we have to get rid of all chametz in our possession before Pesach, before the 14th. So we get rid of it. Either we finish eating it, or we give it to a non-Jew. The rabbi sometimes acts on our behalf to sell it to a non-Jew. But it has to be out of our possession. Whatever chametz is in our home that we sell to a non-Jew has to be stored away in a closet and locked up. We shouldn't come to using it on Pesach. And our sages instituted that on the night before the night of Pesach, we go through, we check with by candlelight, or nowadays we turn on the lights and we use a flashlight to check to make sure we have no chametz left in the house. And obviously, this is relevant everywhere in the world and for men and women alike. The 23rd mitzvah is to eat matzah on the night of Pesach. We have a special mitzvah to eat matzah. What is matzah? Matzah is flour and water that was not allowed to rise, correct? We Ashkenazim, our custom is to make them very paper thin. We make holes in them so that it doesn't swell in the middle. Matzah must have a hechsher. It's not good. When you buy matzah, make sure it's kosher. And the matzah has to be watched for the sake of matzah and produced for the sake of the mitzvah from the time of harvesting, ideally, or at least from the time of kneading. The rabbis instituted that we eat maror nowadays. Maror was a biblical mitzvah in the time of the temple. Maror, the biblical mitzvah of eating maror is with the paschal offering. Today that we have no paschal offering, there is no biblical mitzvah to eat maror. It's a rabbinic mitzvah in commemoration of the maror that was eaten in the time of the temple. The 24th mitzvah is the mitzvah to recount the story of leaving Egypt. That on the night of Pesach, we all know we sit down with our parents, just like their parents sat with them, going back all the way till that night we left Egypt. It is the anniversary of when we left Egypt, and the Torah tells us on four different occasions. The Torah words it four different ways, that a person has an obligation to tell over to his children how God took us out of Egypt. And that's relevant to every Jew everywhere in the world. And the 25th mitzvah is the mitzvah on the first day of Pesach that we don't do any work, right? We don't turn on lights, we don't. We could cook. The Torah says you're allowed to make foods on a Yom Tov, provided the Yom Tov doesn't fall out on Shabbos. And that way the Yom Tov is more lenient than Shabbat, but we don't do work. Just like we don't go to work, we don't do business. All the things like Shabbat. The only area where we have some leniency is in cooking food. Tov, poker tov.